Hey, this is Alanya. For the last 2 years, I've been learning about the complex history, the benefits, and the rituals of tea from the experts, Lake Missoula Tea Company. I have been fascinated with what I've learned along the way. Now I'd like to share some of these stories over a cup of tea with you.
My name is Lindsay Tucker, and I work at Lake Missoula Tea Company. Been here for about a year and a half-ish, working as a tea tender, tea blender. So today we're going to be talking about rituals in tea. I'll go through three. So first we'll talk about Chanoyu, the Japanese ritual for serving matcha. Then we're going to talk about Gongfu, which is a Chinese style of brewing, which is now used in Taiwan and all over. And then we'll talk about the British style of brewing. So we're going to start with matcha and the Chado style of brewing, the ritual. So the background on Chado, which is the Japanese word for the way of tea, is that it's from Buddhist monks. It was done in the monasteries in Japan, initially in China and then brought to Japan. Initially it was just for religious purposes or ceremony, and then it became popularized with kind of the upper class of Japanese. And it is essentially green tea that's been steamed and then powdered, so it comes as a powder. And then the process is based on essentially harmony, respect, and purity. So essentially you're trying to respect the whole process. The utensils you use are beautiful in their own right, and you're trying to show respect to the people that you're serving. So first you heat all the utensils. So I'm gonna heat this bowl that I'm serving in. I did that by pouring hot water into the bowl and then pouring it out. Then I take a sieve and about 2 grams of matcha, powdered green tea. And then I sift it, which helps reduce the particle size for the next step. So you want to preheat all of the utensils so that the ceramic material isn't sucking the heat out, so it can actually steep properly. And then I'll just pour a little bit of 180 degree water in. The temperature is really important so that you don't essentially abuse the tea. Then I use a whisk, a Japanese style whisk, to froth it. The utensils are very important. You'll want to use a traditional spoon, a traditional whisk. Then I'll pour a little bit more of the water. This is for a 6 ounce portion. And then it's time to serve it. Depending on the bowl that you have, you'll choose the most beautiful face of the bowl, like this handmade matcha bowl. It has a lot of different curves, different coloring. Essentially, as the brewer, I would choose which I think is the most beautiful, and then serve it to you facing you. And in this style, it's typically done with multiple people, and you share the bowl. So I would pass it to you, and you would pass it on, take a sip. So with matcha, you're essentially getting all of the caffeine in the leaf because you're eating the leaf rather than having an infusion. So it's the highest in caffeine, typically. So in this form, you're getting all of the antioxidants, again, just like the caffeine, because you're eating the tea leaf. So this ritual is called Gongfu, which you've probably heard something similar, Kung Fu. Essentially, it's the mastery of tea, making it with mastery or with knowledge. In this process, you're essentially trying to respect everything similar to the Cha Do, respect all the utensils and the people involved. You do that also by allowing them to smell along the way the tea as it changes. You're kind of slowly tasting the changes that go on. And in this style, you're using a lot more tea to water. So it's a little tiny teapot. This one that I have right now is 6 ounces. And then I'm gonna use actually 8 grams of tea, which is a lot. So a typical British cup would be 2.5 grams for an 8 ounce cup of tea. So this is a lot. And then steeping, really short steepings, and then doing multiple ones. So we start out by heating all of the ware. So this tea is the Gaba Oolong. And I would describe it as kind of nutty in aroma. It will open up a lot. That's kind of part of the process, is smelling it initially and then smelling it after it's been steeped and then, you know, as the actual tea. This is all done over a tray with holes in it that catches all the water. Now I'm actually going to steep the tea. And this water is at 190 so that the tea isn't burned as it's steeping. Everyone does this differently. Some people start with only 5 seconds, some start with 30. I'm going to start with about 15. You can brew this 5, 6, 7. Kind of do it until you don't notice any flavor change. So that one's poured out, and I'm going to dump the previous rinse water out of the cups. Again, it's still nutty, but it's getting some of those floral kind of notes. A little bit fruity. I get some stone fruit and stuff in this one. So this is the GABA oolong, which stands for the amino acid of that name, which is supposed to be really good for your immune system, your nervous system, your endocrine system. And you can actually smell the tea now in the carafe. And then next I'll pour the tea into the cups. And the idea is that you are continuously pouring so that each cup gets an even amount of strength, rather than pouring one completely and then the next. Teapots typically are stronger at the bottom. And then I'm gonna dry the cup and pass it to each participant. So initially you'll take a little sip and try to get a lot of air in to get all the aromatics going up into your nose. So the next ritual is the afternoon tea, the British style of drinking tea, which started in the mid-1800s as a way for royalty to have kind of a snack in between breakfast or lunch and dinner, which was typically kind of late in the day, around 8 or so. So afternoon tea is around 4 to kind of break up the day. It's typically served with snacks. So traditionally, it's a scone with clotted cream or jam, little sandwiches, essentially just little bite-sized snacks to break up the day. It's done in a British teapot, which is typically a lot larger. This one is a 32-ounce pot, and I'm going to do all the tea at once in here. And this is with the traditional British proportions of 2.5 grams per 8-ounce cup. So with this, it's a 3-minute steep, so it's very different than the Gong Fu, which is like 5 seconds. This is to extract all the flavor at once, essentially. And everybody's having the same style of tea. They're all getting the same, the same flavor, the same strength. Yeah, so the British typically use black teas. Their history with tea is mostly in India, where they started growing tea that they got from China, tea plants that they got from China. And then when they were in power in India, started tea plantations there. So it's typically Assam. The Assam region is the biggest, or most well-known, I guess. Yeah, so a couple of them would be for the British style, like afternoon tea. It's typically an Assam, so you could go with the Bodo, which is an Assam, or the Dom Dom, which is an Assam. Also, the British brought tea to Kenya, I believe, and so a lot of Kenyan teas are used in this. So the Sunrise in Kenya could be one, the Belly Oat would be another. This one is actually from Darjeeling, which is known for a little bit sweeter kind of muscatel grape flavors. And the tea that I'm actually going to do right now is called Himalayan Muscatel. We just got it from a farm in Darjeeling that's women-owned and ran. It's pretty cool. This single mother just took over the family estate when her mom died. And she's doing a lot of environmental justice things as well.
To hear the full interview, check out our monthly tea podcast at trail1033.com and make sure to stop by the Lake Missoula Tea Company in downtown Missoula to get the full tea experience.